Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Oh, we've got some guests in from the Island Cat Centre.
Yes.
And we've got Joe and Mel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right. Good afternoon, Tim.
How are we?
We're both really well, thank you very much indeed.
Good.
And how are the cats?
Oh, the cats are all doing well and looking for homes as usual.
Of course.
Of course. So what have you got to tell us about this month? What's going on?
Okay, so this month, just thought we would give some information to people, listeners, about our actual taking cats in for rehoming.
Right.
Which can be a very sad situation, because obviously nobody wants to have to part with their cats.
No.
So we just wanted to give a brief overview. So when you would come and make contact with us, the plan would be that we will gather as much information from you and support your journey from the moment you arrive with your cat to settling in and explain exactly what's going to happen. So, and we do have lots of cat spaces at the moment. And Joe, if you want to add anything to that information?
Yeah, we like to offer as much support and advice because we know how difficult it is for people to pick up the phone and say they need help. It's never easy.
Yeah. No.
And what we can do is send you the paperwork in advance so you can read it and digest it and complete, because we have a questionnaire.
Right.
So that we can get as much information as possible.
Of course.
And
yeah.
On the day you're handing us the cat, that's not the best time to be filling in lots and lots of paperwork.
No.
So we can do that all in advance for you, and so that takes the pressure off, and you can give us as much information, because that information then helps us find the right home moving forward.
Yes. There's a million different reasons why cats have to be handed to you. I mean, it may be that their owners have passed on. It may be that the people who said they were going to look after it won't, can't. Or it may be that they just can't afford to keep the cat anymore.
Very true. That's a good broad spectrum of the reasons people are bringing cats into our care. People moving properties, moving to the mainland and able to take them to the accommodation may not accept cats into their homes. That's another one. It's always a difficult decision. People going into care.
Yes.
That's another one. They might not be able to take the cat to the care home with them as well.
But it's preferable to hand it over to you or the RSPCA or whoever, rather than just abandoning it.
Yes, and we will be guided by you with all that information. You're going to tell us about your cat, because you know your cat best.
Yes.
How to home next.
Yeah, what's the sort of place it needs to go? Does it get with other cats? Does it want a family home? Does it want a quiet life? That kind of thing, yes.
All the information.
And a lot of that's going to depend on the age of the cat as well, isn't it?
It's very difficult, because you can't really be ageist on cats, because we've had cats that are 15 years of age, as sprightly as a two-year-old, and playing and leaf and everything. And the other way, we can have two-year-old cats that have not got the best of health. So it is. Okay. It's very difficult. So you tailor the situation to suit the cat when you're homing.
Yes.
We're very passionate about it.
I mean, I know somebody who's probably going to be looking for a cat in the not-too-distant future. They want an older cat that's not going to be moving about too much, because
they want to be a house cat.
They want it to be a house cat. They need a cat that's already been used to that kind of thing.
That'd be Kat, and she's 18 years of age. We have an 18-year-old at the moment, because we're not ageist against the cats. They can come in to us at any age.
Yeah. So it's the responsible thing to do. To take, if you can't, or you can see the situation coming at you, where you can't look after your cat, you can say, help. And you'll sort that out in the best way possible.
Well, even if you know that you've got time to pre-plan this, we have a waiting list which we can add you to, and we can put a timeline on it, which will work out when we'll phone you near the time you know that you've got to part with your cat.
So my question is about, so my cat Indy, because she's getting on now, she's 13, she'll be 40 in August, she still thinks she's a kitten. Like, she keeps jumping on like high things, and how do I stop her from doing that so it prevents her hurting herself? Because I do get worried when she jumps on like either the stair thing or like higher things. How do I stop her from doing that?
Well, I think the difficult thing is if somebody was telling me in my senior years, is that if I think I can do it, I still want to do it. So if she shows you that she's starting to get a stiff on her back legs, and you'll observe that, you'll see that yourself, then you know, the way to stop her doing it would obviously be to sort of like put things on the actual chair to avoid her, and that she can actually see, which blocks the actual potential jumping. But if she can still do it, it's good because they keep the muscle tone, they keep the body actively moving.
Oh, yes.
That's worth that.
You hadn't thought of that. Thank one, you. Had you?
Yes. That's what he'd say to me, you need to do more exercise. Okay.
Okay.
We've got cats that you can take on because the owners can't keep them anymore. And of course, you've got some other things going on as well, haven't you, I suspect?
Oh, we've always got things going on, haven't we? We've got quite a few events and things.
Well, go on.
Well, we're going to be on the quay on Saturday for Riverfest.
Oh, yes, Riverfest this weekend.
Yes. Yes. So looking forward to that.
With or without cats, presumably without.
Without cats, yes. But we've got lucky dips for the cat. We've got lucky dips for people. Mm. We'll have puzzles. And if you want to just come along and ask about the cats and information or volunteering, just come and say hello to us. We'd love to see you.
Oh,
and
yes.
All famous Teddy Tombola.
And a Teddy Tombola.
Yes. I won some things on the Teddy Tombola over at Haven Street the other week.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say was, if you've got a cat comes in, right, who's been abandoned, for want of a better word, because someone needs to, and it has little kitties, do you rehome them as well?
Are we home? Everybody that comes through the cattery, kittens, adult cats, young cats, yes, any cats.
Right.
And the thing is, if you're rehoming a cat for whatever reason, you've done all the necessary, make sure it's microchipped and it's been checked over by a vet and everything else.
Yes, they all have microchip vaccinations, health checks, neutering when applicable. So, yes, the cat will be signed off fit to home by our vet.
That's good, isn't it?
So, and you're based up in Ryde. You've got a shop up there as well, haven't you?
We do have an on-site charity shop, which is open between 1 and 3 on a Saturday and a Sunday. And the bargains are amazing.
Of course they are. What else have you got going on?
We've got Sarah, one of our lovely volunteers, has joined with the Walking Festival.
Oh, right.
And you can join us for a catwalk on May the 15th. It's Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So she'll take you on a little catwalk down to Apley, and she'll be talking about cats and cats protection. And then you can come back to the centre, have some refreshments, have a little look in our charity shop, and have a little tour of the centre.
Oh, right.
So possibly adopt a cat.
When you said she's going on a catwalk, I was thinking of all these people doing that walk.
The fashion.
One
foot in front of the other
on
thing.
The catwalk, yeah.
That sounds like a great idea, a catwalk, yes.
Yeah, you just need to book it through the Walking Festival website.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And we're going to be at Bembridge Street Fair. Traditionally, we've been going there for many years,
Is
another event we all love going to on Monday the 26th, the bank holiday weekend.
Yes,
indeed, that's
good. It's organised by Jay, isn't it?
So Jay does that, I think, yeah.
At the Old Village Inn.
Yeah. And are you doing the shows, are you doing Chow Show and the County Show this year?
Not too sure at the moment. We've been exploring lots of different ideas. We're even thinking about maybe attending some of the like tabletop sales, car boot sales, and another one we're thinking of revisiting, one from the past, which is jumble sales.
Right, yes.
Right, okay. What, doing your own jumble sale?
We're thinking we could go back down the route of doing those.
They're incredibly popular.
They used to be really popular, and we do get an awful lot of clothes donated, of which our little shop, we can't display them, and the going rate nowadays for using the clothes bank isn't not necessarily a great fundraiser, so we thought, well, why not try? If we don't try, we won't know if it'll work, so we're going to give it a go.
Let
us know if you do it, we can publicise that for you, not a problem at all.
Lovely. Oh, please, yes, yeah. Wonderful.
So the Cat Centre in Ryde, I always call it round the back of Ryde, it kind of is, isn't it?
It sounds a bit non-salubrious.
Marlborough Road in Ryde.
Marlborough Road.
On the way to the big supermarket and the big garden centre, you're coming off the Esplanade.
Go round the back, no one will see you.
Yeah. a nice big car park, you park there.
Yes.
And go and see cats, adopt a cat, help out, go to the shop, all that kind of thing. How do people find out more?
Go onto our website. Jo will quote the website address.
You know, I never say it. So, catsprotection.com/Isle of Wight, that will find us.
Yeah, if I Google that or use whatever search engine you use.
You can give us a call, 03000 120 251, and you definitely are phoning Ryde.
Yes.
Yes, I know. People think that number is a national number.
It is confusing.
But that is the right
You're not open every day, are you?
No, we're shut actually on Monday and Tuesday in preparation for the rest of the week. I can quite honestly say a lot of people still come up on Monday and Tuesday, and we will obviously welcome people. We will not turn you away. But yeah, so we're open Wednesday through to Sunday.
Right. For
visiting hours, we're open for appointments from Wednesday to Friday. But the weekends, we're open for footfall, for people to walk in from 1 till 3.
Oh, right.
If you do turn up on our doorstep, please come on in. We'll be pleased to see you anyway.
Yeah. That's nice.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for everything you do for the cats.
Thank you very much for having us every time.
And I'm pleased to hear... sounds terrible. At least here you've got some vacancies, so you're not overrun with cats.
No, we have spaces to take in. So,
which is good news. It means you've been doing your job and rehoming them and getting them out the door, yes.
Definitely loads of homes.
Yeah. I mean, we love our cats, don't we?
Yes.
So it's always nice to hear that they're...
Mad as a hatter.
They've all gone to nice homes. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming in. And we'll see you or somebody from there next month.
Indeed. Yes, definitely. We're looking forward to it.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.